Hello, folks. Welcome to our Teaching Fishing podcast for this week. I'm Captain Lance Valentine, and we've got some really cool stuff this week. We're going to talk a little bit about fall walleye fishing, and not open water fishing. We're going to talk about structure fishing for walleye, casting spoons, casting jigs, jigging, trolling, but on structure as opposed to open water. We're going to talk to you about some things to look for that. We're going to talk a little bit about how to make your planer boards better, your offshore inline planer boards, how to make them better for fall fishing for big fish. Got a great new announcement about a new product from Lowrance that's going to change the way that you use your sonar and the way that you fish. And then we're going to have a little recap of what's coming on the next couple of weeks here at Teaching Fishing. So stay tuned. It is Thursday, time for the Teaching Fishing podcast. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Teaching Fishing podcast. You can check out everything we do at teachingfishing.com. And if you don't ever want to miss anything, make sure you go to the teachingfishing.com website and click on subscribe. And we'll let you know anytime we got something exciting happening or something new coming at teachingfishing.com. Well, we're into fall. We're into late fall. We're starting to get into actually going to start sliding into late October, November here as we go through the calendar. And we've been talking a lot the last couple of weeks about fall walleye fishing. And obviously fall is one of our favorite times to fish, especially for big fish because of some situations. But, you know, we talk a lot about open water trolling for walleye. And today I want to take just a few minutes and talk about another option that if you live or fish a smaller body of water, maybe doesn't have a lot of open water, or you don't want to go to the Great Lakes, or if you're on the Great Lakes and you get a lot of wind and maybe you can't go out 3, 4, 5 miles and look for open water fish, there are a lot of fish in the fall on structure, on drop-offs, on rock piles. Any place that you can find a situation that's going to hold bait, fish are going to be there. So don't think that fall walleye fishing is just an open water trolling deal. It's not. If you like to have a rod in your hand and actually do some casting, fall is a great time. So just a few little things you want to go back and cover. Remember, anytime we're looking for fall game fish, walleye specifically, we're looking for steep drop-offs and access to deep water. So as you start to look for structure, make sure that as you look at a fishing map, you're looking for lines that are very close together, contour lines close together on your fishing hotspots map or your Lowrance chart. That's going to show you steep drop-offs. Stay away from long tapering, slow tapering, what we call flat style drop off. Stay away from those in the fall. Look for steep drops with access to deep water. The more your structure is close to steep drops and the closer it is to deep water, the better it's going to be in the fall. If you can find some structure, some rock piles, some hard bottoms, some steep drop-offs, some points, if you can find those types of things where there's current or being influenced by the wind, it's going to make that spot a whole lot better. On our fall walleye seminar that you can get through teachingfishing.com, click on the resources, you can stream or download our fall walleye seminar. We spend quite a bit of time actually going over a lake map and showing you some really cool spots on inland lakes that can be key in the fall. So if you haven't seen that fall walleye seminar, make sure you download that and get a chance to watch that and check out our little 15-20 minute section on inland lake fishing. It's really going to help you. But look for structure that's close to steep drop-offs, close to deep water. Now, how do we fish this structure? There's basically three different ways to fish structure in the fall. The first one would be to jig. Same types of jigs we're going to use on the Detroit River. We're going to use the same rods, 5.5, 6 foot, medium, heavy, stiff action rods, anytime we're jig fishing. And we can either cast to structure that's a little bit shallower but has access to deep water, or if we're fishing deep water structure, we can vertical jig it just like we do on the river using our XI-5 trolling motor to keep us in the right position, maybe even use the anchor mode and stay right on fish. But heavy jigs with big bodies. Big bodies are the key this time of year. Big, bulky shad bodies. Big, heavier minnow style bodies. You want to have a lot of bulk because remember, the bait this time of year is very big. It's at its maximum size for the year, so don't be afraid to fish 4, 5, 6, sometimes even 7-inch long plastics. Sometimes a little bit of live bait doesn't hurt, or you can fish a live minnow by itself. But again, be sure to fish big stuff. So heavy jigs, big, heavy bodies is a way to fish structure in the fall. Another way that's really catching on are what we call jigging baits. So jigging Rapalas, the new Shiver Minnow by Moonshine. Keith Cavias and Gary Parsons did very, very well last year in the fall fishing Little Bay to Knock in a major walleye tournament fishing Shiver Minnows, kind of an adaptation of the jigging Rapala. But these baits have become extremely, extremely popular, and guys are either anchoring up and vertical fishing them, but most of the guys are casting them out a little bit away from the boat, letting them fall to the bottom, and then working them back, because these work different than a jig. depending on how you snap them or what lure you're using, they'll actually come up and actually kind of circle back as they go back to the bottom. They have a whole different action than a jig does. No live bait is necessary. You fish them just the way they are. And again, fish the bigger sizes. The 3.5, 4, or 5 inch baits are going to catch you a lot more fish in the fall. The key to this is finding fish, and we'll talk about that in just a second. So regular jigs is great. Jigging spoons also work. So we've talked about the jigging bodies, the jigging Rapalas, the moonshine minnows. Don't forget about jigging spoons. So your traditional Hopkins spoons, your Castmaster, your Crocodile, anything that you would use for a jigging spoon is going to work great. Little tip, little thing I found out a couple of years ago, vertical jigging for crappies actually with Hopkins spoons, and it made a big difference in my day, and something you might want to try this year if you're going to try fall spoon fishing for walleye, is I actually took a bass-style tube and actually put it over the jigging spoon. It did a couple things. It made the body a little bit bigger, add a little more bulk to it, and it allowed me to add color. The day I was fishing for crappies, I used a smaller tube, put it on a 3/4 ounce jigging spoon, used a chartreuse tube, and caught a lot more fish than I was with just the spoon. So something to file away, a bass style tube over top of your jigging spoon sometimes can help you catch more fish, add a little bulk, add a little bit of color. So anytime we're fishing structure, we want baits that are going to be close to the bottom. So live bait rigs, jigs with big plastics or jigs with plastics and bait or jigs with just bait, jigging spoons, and then jigging Rapalas or shiver minnows, what I call jigging body baits. Those are your options. Don't think that fall fishing is just limited to open water. These fish will get on structure, they'll feed, and they'll stay there. So if you're fishing a small inland body of water or you got a lot of wind in the Great Lakes, but you can still get out close to shore, check out structure fishing. Use your side scan to look for them. You can see them, spot them, go over there and fish them. You're going to catch a lot of fish in the fall fishing structure. And I bet you on most bodies of water, you're not going to have a lot of competition in the fall. Get your butt out there in the fall. Enjoy this great fall fishing. Learn how to use your sonar to find fish and use these techniques to get on these structure fish fishing on the bottom. You're going to catch a lot of fish this fall. Going to take a little break. We'll be right back with more information on Teaching Fishing Podcast. Welcome back to the Teaching Fishing Podcast. We're talking fall walleye and fall fishing. One of my favorite times of year to be out fishing. I know some of you guys are in the woods, and that's okay, but find some time to get on the water. You'd be surprised the kind of fish you can catch this time of year. I'm going to take just a few minutes here to talk a little bit about planer boards and modifications for fall fishing. Now, the offshore tackle inline boards, the OR12 boards, have been my favorite for, probably going on, I don't know how long they've been around. So however long they've been around, minus about 2 months is when I got my first set. We started with some other boards and just really struggled. And when the offshore inline planer boards came out, couldn't wait to get a set of those. And now we've got a bunch of them. But our favorite boards, because of the way they work, and we'll go into some detail on that in the wintertime when we kind of go through our trolling boot camp section in our podcast. But I want to talk a little bit about some modifications you can make for fall walleye. Remember, fall walleyes are going to be big. You're probably going to handle quite a few of them. And there's some things you can do to your offshore tackle planer boards to make them a little more effective in the fall. The biggest thing is you don't want the planer board to release at all when you're dealing with big fish, especially big walleye. So we do a couple of things. On the front toe arm, we change the release, and we use the OR18 snapper release. And that release allows you to basically snap your line, and there's no way the line is going to come off of that release. Now, pay attention to your fishing line. Kind of check your fishing line when you snap that release on the same place. If you're constantly letting 40 feet out, 40 feet out, 40 feet out, you may want to let 38 feet out, 42 feet out, and kind of change where that clip goes. Because over the course of 4, 5, 6, 7 days of snapping that clip in the same place, that clip puts a lot of pressure on your fishing line. It does hold your line, but sometimes just make sure you're constantly checking your line. I would rather change my line every 6 or 7 days, the last 300 feet, and have my boards work properly than maybe take a situation where the board comes off. So we switch to the OR18 snapper release. Make sure you snap that snap forward. There's a little nipple on the snap arm. Make sure that comes forward so the line cannot come out of that clip. That makes a huge difference when you're catching big walleyes. The other thing we do is we do run the tattle flag kit more not to necessarily see when we have a fish, because in the fall you usually know you have a fish, but to see if we have anything on our crankbaits. When our crankbaits running properly, the flag will have a certain position, and anything that moves that flag forward or backwards is going to be something wrong with the crankbaits, either not running right or has some weeds on it. So, but a modification we make on the release on the back is we use the OR19 orange release instead of the red release. The red release with the nipple is our normal release during the fishing season. But when we get to fall and we start dealing with big walleyes, we use the OR19 without the nipple. It makes it easier because sometimes when you're trying to get that board off, that fish is pulling, that line goes against the nipple, it's hard to get off. OR18 snapper releases on the front. OR19 orange releases on the back of your tail flag kit. Make those modifications on your offshore inline planer boards. It's going to be a lot easier to handle and catch fish in the fall. And you want to make sure you have everything in your favor so you catch the fish of a lifetime in the fall. You can get it in the boat. Make those modifications. Your planer boards are going to work a whole lot better. Welcome back to our Teaching Fishing podcast. And I just got back. You know, I don't get excited much anymore about new things in fishing. I've been doing this for a long time and have seen everything, have been a serious fisherman from the time I was a little kid and really studied fishing from about the age of 13. And I've seen things come and go and gimmicks and all kinds of things. So it takes a lot to get me fired up. Well, I was at a show a couple weeks ago with our friends at Motor Guide and was able to put a seminar together and worked with one of my friends from Lawrence, Chris Meyer, and showing some new product to some dealers. And got to see for the first time actually real live video and real live pictures of the new Structure Scan 3D coming from Lowrance. And wow. Absolutely wow. We're going to have some pictures up on the Teaching Fishing website. You'll be able to look at. I've got a little, trying to get some little video back from Chris. Hopefully we can get that before we publish. But I will have some pictures on there and explanation about how it works. What it does is it takes our side scan, that was a typical flat picture, and basically what it does is it takes that, rolls it forward, and actually gives us the ability to pan or tilt the bottom and actually see a 3D view of the bottom, the way the structure looks, and actually where the fish are laid out from the top of the water column to the bottom up to 400 feet to each side of the boat. Absolutely amazing technology that absolutely blew my mind. The ability to actually see where fish are 60 feet off to the boat, know that they're halfway down the water column, or they're 80 feet off the side of the boat and they're 10 feet below the surface, or they're 30 feet off the boat and they're right on the bottom. The ability to actually see that in 3D, be able to rotate, look inside or actually behind structure. One of the pictures Chris had was a ledge off to the side of the boat, and he was able to rotate the picture and actually look behind the ledge. So I'm looking from the boat down. There's a ledge that goes off behind. By rotating and panning and tilting that the 3D structure scan 3D picture, I'm actually able to see fish behind the ledge that I couldn't see any other way. Awesome, awesome product. We've got a link on the teachingfishing.com website to the information on the Lowrance.com site. You can also go to Lowrance101.com. We got some information there. Structure Scan 3D, guys. If you have an HDS unit, going to change the way you fish. Take a few minutes to check it out. Put it on your Christmas list. Might be something you want to get you, have your wife get you for Christmas. Going to catch a lot more fish if you can see where they're at. Check out Lowrance's new Structure Scan 3D, the hottest thing in sonar the last couple of years. Okay, hard to believe that we are closing in on our first six. I think that we're into podcast six or seven. So these have gone extremely quickly. We've had some great feedback from you folks, and we really appreciate it. Teachingfishing.com is our website. Please go there. Check out all the articles, all the resources, all the pictures, linked to past podcasts. Any information you need from us will be on the teachingfishing.com website. You can also sign up for our Fall Walleye Education Weekend, November 5th through 8th here in Ohio. We're really excited about this year's trip. Not only is the fishing going to be awesome like it normally is, we're going to have our friend Travis Hartman, who was on a couple weeks ago and talked about walleye fishing in Lake Erie. He's a biologist and tournament fisherman and guide on Lake Erie, so he's got a lot of great insight. He was on the podcast a couple weeks ago. He's going to be our feature speaker on Friday night at the Walleye Education Weekend. And then Saturday night, our good friend David Maul, who is the Great Lakes Angler Magazine editor, is going to give us a nice little talk about walleye fishing in the walleye fishing industry and how it's changed the last couple of years and where we are going and what the exciting things are that are coming. So not just fishing, not just friendship and fellowship, not just good food, not just fishing seminars, but the chance to see two great guest speakers, Travis Hartman and Dave Maul. So go to the teachingfishing.com website, check out the events, click on the Huron trip. And don't forget, Tuesday, available for download or stream. Dean Cushman did this month's members only seminars on making good decisions on the water, how to take all the information that you've gathered, do a little bit of information gathering before you go fishing, and how to take all that information and look at what's going on around you, the conditions you're faced with, take the information you know, and make good decisions on the water so you can catch more fish. Dean took all that information this year and won 3 of our 5 Angling Challenge tournaments. So he's going to take a little bit of time to talk about good decisions on the water. And also joining him is Chad Posey and Jeremy Marsh, who were the winners of our Angling Challenge shootout, and the decisions they had to make to make them $1,000 winners. So if you want to learn to be a better fisherman, making good decisions is important. Thank you again for joining us. Get your butt out there. Get on some fish. It's fall. Big fishing time. Can't wait to talk to you next time, because we're going to have been fishing for a couple days on Lake Erie, and hopefully got some pictures of some big giant walleye to show you. Get out there and fish. Thank you for all your support. TeachingFishing.com. Can't wait to be with you next week. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. Thanks for joining us. Get out there and catch some fish. We want to see some pictures.